Okay. What about them? What do you say to them to make them stand still so you can milk them?
Whoa.
You say that to a cow?
Yeah. Whoa, now. Nah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. What about to get her to back her, move her leg back?
Back it.
You tell her that?
Yeah, back it.
Do you hit her then?
Push on her. No, not me. Push.
Uh-huh. And, how do you call a calf?
Calf?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Or did you ever call the calf?
No, I don't think I ever called a calf.
What about to make a mule or a horse turn left or right?
G to the right and ha to the left. And whoa means stop.
Uh-huh.
Get up means go.
Do you tell them, what if they're already moving but you want them to go faster? What do you say to them? Do you tell them get up then? Or?
Mm-hmm. Get up.
And how do you call them to get them in out of the pasture?
I just whistle.
Okay. And how do you call hogs?
You're taping this thing.
Uh-huh. Okay. And do you ever hear anyone call sheep?
No, never have.
What about chickens?
Chicken, 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 chicken.
Okay. And say if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to... What the horses? Before you hitch them up.
Hitch up.
Well, before you hitch them up, you have to...
I don't know.
Well, the things that you have to put on them, you'd say you have to...
Put wait a minute, breeching.
Or, I was talking about the...
Saddles and harness?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, let me tell you something, Barbara. I know now I got to put the harness on.
Mm-hmm.
But back when I was coming up, we got to put the same thing now, we would put breeching on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a harness is what it was, but the word breeching was used.
Mm-hmm. What would you say? You say, I have to what the horse? Now you could say, I have to harness him. What would you used to say?
Hitch up.
Okay.
Now listen, when I say it, back then when we'd say we got to hitch up, then we know that we had to have the breeching on. And that was the harness, you see,
mm-hmm.
to the hitching to the wagon and all.
Mm-hmm. And when you're driving a horse, what you hold in your hands is the to
right.
guide it.
Lines.
And when you're riding on them.
When I'm riding on a horse and holding.
Mm-hmm.
Now I was taught back then, and to come up to use ropes and mm-hmm. hand, but we didn't use the word reins then.
Mm-hmm.
And, just like the lines is what we'd use, what we'd use.
What would you call it now?
I'd call it the reins now, bridle reins.
Mm-hmm.
The reins.
And what your feet would be in would be the?
Stirrups.
And, when you're plowing, you know, the trench is cut by a plow.
Yeah, fur.
And when... If you're plowing with two horses, do you have a name for the horse that walks in the furrow?
Well, I don't think so. I don't plow. See, I never had any experience with one animal now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what you're talking about. But...
I was wondering if you'd ever heard something like a lead horse or nigh horse.
No, no. See, I never did work a pair.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you did what?
Clear.
Hmm?
Clear.
Okay. And you know when you cut the hay off a piece of land and it comes back up again in the same year high enough so you can cut it again.